Welcome to this podcast, and before going ahead, I'd love to say that I hope you enjoy this podcast, and of course, it's subject to the disclaimers that I've mentioned already, and if you've got any queries, then do go to the website and have a look at those. I hope you enjoy this podcast.
Which law firm should I choose? Dan came in to me and asked me this great question. Which law firm should I choose? Wow, that's an interesting one. So I said to Dan that he needed some kind of criteria for answering this question. It wasn't just a question of jumping for firm A, B or C. Remember that there are thousands of law firms in the UK, and so simply plumping for one firm or another and hoping for the best is not really the best thing to do. One thing that I think you can do wrong straight away is choose a law firm based upon price alone. I do see a lot of people simply go to a lot of random law firms and simply compare the price of law firms and go for the cheapest one. I can see that if time is critical, then that might be one way of approaching it, but in general, I don't think it's a great idea. So I think a better approach is putting together some kind of framework for selecting the law firm and lawyer for you. So let's look at the law firms first. When I was talking with Dan, I thought that there were two key things that I've seen in my experience are good things to look for in law firms. The first thing is sector. Does the law firm operate in your sector? This is important because you want to find a law firm that understands your industry so that you don't have to explain everything again. Also, the firm might be able to provide some great insights into what other companies like yours are doing in the sector from a legal point of view. The second thing is culture. Does the law firm have the right culture? Do they really meet your values? You might only get the style and culture of the firm by visiting them. If it's a big project that you're hiring for, then a personal visit to the firm is really well worthwhile, just to get a feel of how the firm operates. You can tell a lot by just simply sitting in reception, meeting someone from the firm and seeing how they run things. Sometimes, what you actually see may differ significantly from what you saw in the glossy brochure or the fancy website. So, sector and culture are good ways of roughly assessing law firms. Of course, there are lots of ways of assessing law firms in terms of global reach, how big they are, reputation, etc., etc. But I found that actually looking at sector and culture are pretty good rough barometers of the kind of law firm that you might want to choose. Now, once you've got a list of preferred law firms, you need to figure out which lawyers at those law firms you want to use. All lawyers will obviously have different styles and personalities, so it's important to think about some criteria, and here are four criteria which I would take into account and which I've labelled the four A's. Number one is approachability. Whatever the style of the lawyer, you need someone you can trust and who you find approachable, easy to talk with and generally get along with. Depends on your personality, but approachability is key. A2 is availability. The best lawyers are often fully booked most of the time. So they may have great credentials, really approachable, and you really get on with them. But, and this is a big but, if you can never get hold of them when you need them, then that's going to prove problematic in the long run, particularly if they have other clients which they are prioritising. A3 is attitude. How do you think the lawyer feels about you as a new client? Do you think that they have the right attitude for what you require? You might be looking for something particular in a lawyer. For example, if you're looking for a litigator, then if you're looking to settle a case, then you might look for someone that's conciliatory. However, if you're looking to fight a case to the bitter end, then you might be looking for someone who's more aggressive. Your requirements will vary, but you need someone who has an attitude that you feel fits in with your requirements. And the fourth thing, A4, is accuracy. You might expect that every law firm would have the same standards, but standards do differ significantly. Try getting into a conversation with a few firms and see what comes back in terms of emails and general comments. You might be able to tell a lot about accuracy by how a law firm responds to your initial inquiries. So, in summary, try to assess the law firm by using some criteria, such as, for example, sector, specialisation and culture. Then, once you've settled on a few law firms that might fit the bill, then try to go for a lawyer who's approachable, has availability, has the right attitude and has demonstrated in one way or another that what they produce is accurate. The firms that you choose can then be assessed on price, because I haven't mentioned price yet, and then you can discover which firm suits your price bracket. Now, of course, if none of the firms that you have in your preferred group choose your match your price bracket, then you can obviously go to cheaper firms. But at least when going to a cheaper firm, you go in with your eyes wide open. Anyway, that's a summary of my conversation with Dan about which law firm and which lawyers Dan should choose. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, and if you'd like to hear more about law firms and lawyers, then please do email me at jimmy@coachinglaw.com.